got some money to spend tonight.
It is time to find out what events are happening in the Pikes Peak region this weekend so you can make some plans with your family. And joining us is the manager of Peak Radar for the Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak. Oh my gosh, Jonathan, my brain just, Cultural Office of the Pikes Peak region, my brain just went, weeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeeee
Don't worry about it.
It's Jonathan Toman. It was like Pike's Peak. Wait. How are you, Jonathan?
Doing well. Excited for the weekend, even though it's going to be kind of chilly. But there's a weekend of great variety of events for folks to check out, and I'll hop into them if that's okay with you guys.
Yeah.
So to start off, if you want to celebrate Valentine's Day a day late, Sugar Bear and the Showtime Band has a free show tonight. It's first come, first serve, so get there early to Stargazers Theater and Event Center at 8 p.m. The Showtime Band combines all the great sounds of R&B, funk, Motown, and top 40 hits to create their own flow of what they call hot dance music. And if you haven't been to Stargazers, now's a good time. This is their 10th anniversary this year in 2019. So check out a show at Stargazers if you haven't yet.
Fantastic.
Tomorrow is the 36th annual Southern Colorado Handbell Festival concert at the Colorado Springs City Auditorium in downtown Colorado Springs. That is also free. They'll have nearly 300 handbell ringers from 27 handbell ensembles from across the region. So there'll be a demonstration and sing-along with the theater organ, followed by the handbell concert, and they'll be joined by a brass quintet, percussion. There'll be all sorts of ringing going on at the City Auditorium tomorrow evening.
Very fun to watch, the bells.
Yeah, yes, and the timing, it's very interesting if you haven't seen it in person before.
Yeah.
Over in Manitou Springs, Iron Springs Chateau Melodrama, this is opening weekend for their show One Bad Apple, or As the Worm Turns. Say that five times fast. But that's opening weekend continues tonight and tomorrow, and it'll run for a few weekends after that. And again, another fun experience if you haven't been over to the Melodrama. I'm going to read a bit of the description just for the names of the characters.
Okay.
A classic melodrama where poor Granny Smith can't pay the mortgage on her orchard because the apples are infested with worms. So her niece, Goldie-licious, will do anything to help out, but going to work for Ella Vaflues at the gaming hall is surely out of the question. But there's also a Sheriff Fisher Cutbait, who hopefully can rescue his true love, Goldie, from the evil Gil Crabpot and save the day. So if anything, the names are worth checking out.
Absolutely.
The melodrama.
Yeah.
Also, tomorrow and Sunday, Appalachian Spring Complete Ballet will be at the End Center for the Arts. And it'll come to life in full choreography and original music version, which is sort of a rare opportunity to see the Pulitzer Prize-winning masterpiece as the world first heard it in 1944. That'll combine three local organizations, the Chamber Orchestra of the Springs, the Colorado Ballet Society, and the Colorado Vocal Arts Ensemble. So a good coordination between those groups for that show. And then finally, Great Expectations at Simpich Showcase Theater in Old Colorado City, that string puppet theater over in that neck of the woods, where Charles Dickens himself will bring to life the colorful array of characters from the 1861 literary masterpiece. And that you can check that out, it looks like, through the weekend as well. And finally, our date-night guide is still up, even though Valentine's Day is over. We've still got 16 events through essentially the end of February.
Wow.
So if you're still looking for some fun ideas to take your significant other out, the right-hand column of Peak Radar has your date-night guide.
Yeah, and all the other events coming up too, Jonathan. We know that was just a portion of them is at peakradar.com.
That's the place to go.
Like it. Jonathan, always great talking to you.
We'll catch you next week.
You
Have
too.
A good weekend. Thank you. 7:41 on KRDO's Morning News.